This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Thursday, May 30th, 2024. We begin today's coverage in the small town of Willits, California, with what appeared to be a troubling incident, which actually turned out to be a big misunderstanding. This past weekend, during a Memorial Day ceremony on South Main Street, an American flag was proudly raised. The ceremony was organized by the American Legion, local Boy Scouts, and the Willits Chamber of Commerce, and drew hundreds of community members. The event featured moving performances by bagpipes, the Star Spangled Banner played, setting a poignant tone for the day. It also served as a prelude to the 42nd annual Willits Car and Bike Show. Early Tuesday morning, May 28th, just a day after, it was discovered that the flag raised during the ceremony was missing. One community member said, "This is a dishonor to the principle the flag represents and a disheartening act against our community's spirit," unquote. The Willits police were notified. However, today we have learned that the flag was not stolen. In fact, it was all a misunderstanding. City workers who had been tasked with putting up flags had inadvertently replaced the flag on the old Rexall flagpole, which didn't actually need replacing. The honor guard, after their ceremonial duties, put the city flag back up. A city worker collected the flag on Tuesday, not realizing the confusion it would cause. The city workers will be presenting the flag and its storage box to the police department, effectively closing this case. While the community experienced a moment of collective dismay, this incident highlights the profound respect and care the people of Willits have for their symbols and ceremonies. Now let's turn to Hopland, where yesterday afternoon a vegetation fire broke out west of the town proper, causing concern as it threatened nearby structures. The fire was located near the 4500 block of Feliz Creek Road in a state resource area. The incident commander from Hopland Fire described the blaze as initially spanning 1.5 to 2 acres and burning at a slow rate of spread. In response, a helicopter, two state fire engines, and a hand crew were dispatched to the scene. At approximately 6:22, there was a positive update. The incident commander reported that fire crews had successfully laid hose around the fire and halted its forward progress. The last update of the night, the incident commander confirmed that the total acreage of the fire, referred to as the Eagle Incident, was 1.67 acres. Thankfully, fire crews on ground and in air managed to contain the blaze before it caused significant damage. And now let's turn to Ukiah, where the afternoon of Tuesday, May 28th, a brawl involving multiple parties left one individual with neck injuries. The incident unfolded near the intersection of Washington Avenue and Dora Street. Initial reports based on scanner traffic indicated a possible vehicle versus a pedestrian incident around 5:31 p.m. However, upon arrival, first responders found a large fight in progress. They immediately called for law enforcement to assist with crowd control. Witnesses described the scene as chaotic, with participants reportedly wearing black and red. One witness told us he saw a female juvenile, visibly injured and non-responsive, lying in the roadway. Now let's turn to the Mendocino Coast, where over the holiday weekend, scientists and enthusiasts gathered on Big River Beach for the inaugural North Coast Kelp Fest, a celebration and educational event focusing on kelp, urchins, and their role in the marine ecosystem. This three-week festival featured art, film, food, walkabouts, and science talks every weekend until June 16th. The festival is the brainchild of Marianne Luchel, a key organizer of the Above Below campaign aimed at increasing awareness of marine life. Luchel, who has lived on the coast for 18 years, learned about the drastic decline in kelp in 2020 and was shocked by how little the community knew about it. Since then, awareness has grown. The California coast has lost 96% of its seaweed canopy due to marine ecosystem imbalances, primarily caused by the loss of the sunflower sea star, a predator of the purple urchin. These urchins, unchecked, graze on kelp, causing significant ecological damage. Bennett Bugby, a graduate student at Moss Landing Marine Labs, has been working on kelp restoration off the Mendocino coast since 2021. Scientists have developed methods to encourage bull kelp to reproduce in the lab and have experimented with planting these reproductive spores, known as sori, in restoration areas. This year, a pilot study will begin at Portuguese Beach, part of the Mendocino Headland State Park, with the goal of restoring 5 acres in the next 2 years. Rachel Carm, A research technician at Sonoma State University explained that keeping kelp away from urchins is crucial, as they thrive on rocks but avoid sand. To learn more about Kelp Fest events in Fort Bragg and Mendocino, many of which are free, visit North. To learn more about Kelp Fest events in Fort Bragg and Mendocino, many of which are free, visit NorthCoastKelpFest.org. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.